1-800-878-9898.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Hey, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We give them to you. The main feature actually allows you to create the content on the site. You just submit whatever you want. Maybe it's a YouTube video, perhaps a blog post, news item that you think we'll like or that our listeners will enjoy, because once it's on the site, it's then subject to your voting. You may vote up if you like, down if you don't. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we're going to go right to your phone calls and thoughts, and then coming up, some naughty, naughty police officers in Macon, Georgia. They've been stealing things. We'll tell you more about what happened and how they managed to pull off their heists, get caught eventually. But first, we go to the phones and the fun. We're going to start out by going to Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We got Kyle on the line in Texas. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for bringing me on.
Sure.
Actually, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and thank you. And I wanted to ask, I've been reading all the Free Keen articles about the Robin Hooders, and cool. As a side note, congrats on the recent case dismissal, by the way.
That's right, thank you.
But I cannot find any of the original complaints that were filed on behalf of the Meter Maids. Could you tell me where I could find them?
Yes, we've got everything you could possibly want. On freekeen.com, it's freekeen.com is like this chronicle that goes back for years of content, and sometimes there's so much content at freekeen.com. I mean, we're close to 4,000 articles at this point. There's so much content, it can be overwhelming and difficult to actually find what you're looking for.
You need your own Dewey Decimal System.
So you, if you generally know round about the time frame when something happened, that tends to help, because you can zoom in, you know, you can find that time frame on the blog. So if you're at freekeen.com, you look on the right-hand side of the page, you'll find a little pull-down menu that'll allow you to select a month and a year that you can then search through that. And if you look at May of 2013 and just look around until you find the story about the lawsuit being filed, you should find the original complaint that was filed, by, or I guess not complaint, but whatever they call it, the original filing, the original case filing in the civil case against the Robin Hooders.
Well, something that I found humorous about that entire case was the claim by the Meter Maids that supposedly the Robin Hooders were being violent or possibly violent. I was kind of chuckling to myself about how silly that was. But actually, it did remind me of one other thing, if I may ask.
Okay.
At the use of force debate at Keenvention 2013, one of the panelists, Ian Freeman, said at approximately 1 hour and 50 minutes in, quote, as you may or may not know, the Free State Project Board voted to remove Chris Cantwell because of some rhetoric of a violent nature that appeared on his blog, ChristopherCantwell.com. I disagreed personally with the board's decision to do that, even though I was the one who put in the request to have a look at Larkin Rose as well, end quote. What I wanted to ask you nice folks was, is it a recommended practice that such requests be put in on fellow libertarians?
Is it a recommended practice? I don't know what that really means. What are you getting at?
Well, I'm just really more seeking clarification about why anybody would put a request into the FSP board to investigate or look into the rhetoric of a fellow libertarian.
I can answer that question. It's pretty clear. I'm Ian Freeman. I was the one who made that statement during that discussion. So we'll give you a little history here. It was the summertime, I think, when this transpired, probably in August or somewhere around there, where Chris Cantwell made a post on his blog that was very controversial. It had to do with advocating violence against the police, I think. Was it Campbell's blog, or was that posted on CopBlock? I think it was somewhere like that. But anyway, word got around, and people were pretty upset by it. And essentially, the Free State Project does not welcome people who advocate violence as a solution. So somebody decided that Chris Cantwell should be removed from the Free State Project board, decided that he should be removed from his membership as a result of that. Personally, I thought they should have censured him, if anything, and made a statement about how they felt it was inappropriate, but they felt it would be most appropriate to remove him. And so I figured, well, if that's the case, then they really should be reviewing Larkin Rose as well, because Larkin Rose has as violent of rhetoric, if not more so, and the Free State Project actually lets Larkin Rose speak at their events. So to me, if they're going to remove Chris Cantwell for saying something on a blog that they don't like, then they should also remove, if they're going to be consistent, they should also remove Larkin Rose, because not only has he said very similar things to Chris Cantwell in that he advocates violence as a solution to the state, but they should remove Larkin Rose in order to remain consistent with that policy. Again, I don't think they should have removed Cantwell in the first place, but if they're going to, they should be consistent.
Now, just to clarify, because I don't know if anybody really ever brought this up, but is Larkin Rose a member of the Free State Project?
He is, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, as you can see, obviously there was a lot of controversy regarding Cantwell, and I was just surprised Larkin Rose was dragged into it, but I don't know. It's just...
Well, the reason he was dragged into it is because the Free State Project is acting... If they don't remove Larkin Rose, then they'll be hypocritical. Because on one hand, they say they don't want members who advocate violence. But on the other hand, they have as a member and someone who they invite to speak at their events, someone who advocates violence. So do you see the contradiction there?
Sure. And it also reminds me of an interview George Donnelly did with Judy Underwood, who's one of the board members, where she admitted a lot of things. But one of them that I just remember off the top of my head is that... Once you're a member of the Free State Project, especially if you're an early mover, when you get here, you do what you do, I think were her words.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it almost seems to me like Cantwell, who was an early mover, arrived, and then he does what he does, yet there was like an attempt at censure, that it seems to me, and because he didn't bow down and do that, he was ostracized. And so it seems very strange as all. And so I was just kind of curious about how that all hung together.
Well, for me, I think that I don't support the Free State Project having, taken Cantwell off the rolls either. Not for any reason other than that's exactly what he wanted.
Yeah, he wanted the attention.
He timed his statements. He targeted his statements regarding the Bearcat while the Free State Project was taking, frankly, its first and greatest step into the arena of public relations and media, trying to get behind this Bearcat thing because it had been named specifically, and I think that it was a well-timed thing. Cantwell, a master of getting the spotlight off of other people and onto him, said, yeah, well, I think we should blow him up, did his thing. I think we should shoot us a few mailmen and, the things that he does. And, as far as I'm concerned, it's trollish behavior. It's brilliant trollish behavior, but it's trollish behavior nonetheless. The Free State Project took the bait. Kicked him out like he wanted to be kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
He made all kinds of more hay out of it. And, to the point that Cantwell was getting more hits than Reason.com on his blog.
Well, Mr. Freeman, I mean, could you help?
Edge.
Oh, Edge. Hey. Could you help me find out what exactly the Free State Project definition of self-defense is, because if I were to join the Free State Project, I don't want to run afoul of the rules, as I would assume would be the sort of contract I would be entering into. So is there any way I can see what their statements are about that?
It's not a contract, but I'm sure the Free State Project has it at their website.
I tried looking for it, and I can't find it anywhere.
The Free State Project doesn't take positions on issues.
Is self-defense, though. I mean,
they don't take positions on issues, and if you go to the Free State Project website, the statement of intent is very simple. It just says that you'll move to New Hampshire and exert the fullest practical effort to achieve a society in which the government does nothing more than protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
I don't think you have to worry about getting kicked out. So far, there have been two people, Christopher Cantwell and a guy who advocated sex with children.
No, there only two? thought there was like three. But anyway.
It's only two I know of.
Yeah, so really, I mean, if you believe in self-defense, that's certainly your perspective. But if you come right out and start talking about killing government agents, that's probably going to cross a line.
Especially right in the midst of the controversy over the Bearcat.
I hope that helps clarify things for you, Kyle. Thanks for the call tonight. 855 453. That's 855-450-3733. Although some would argue there is a real fine line in there.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We do have archives that go back for years. You just click and download and get as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you want. More than you can probably listen to in any reasonable amount of time. We literally have been doing this show for over a decade, and about half of that time is all available completely free. Actually, more than half of that amount of time is available completely free on our website. Go to freetalklive.com to enjoy On the House. Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's a huge factor to be with other people physically in the same geographic area who love the ideas of liberty, who not only love the ideas of liberty, but are willing to actually do something about it. Of course, we've been talking about the Robin Hooding case just recently here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we happen to be doing the show, and that's making headlines, not as many as I might like to see, certainly not as many as the initial lawsuit was brought against it, but the movement here has been called, the Free Staters have been called the single greatest threat to the state. This is by one state representative who is very, very threatened, obviously, by what we're doing here. A lot of the people that work for the state are very unhappy that the Free State Project exists, and they are doing everything they can to oppose it. That's a sign of success. When you're acknowledged as the biggest threat to the state by people within the state, that's an indicator you're doing something right. The Libertarian Party has never been called a threat to the state. They're a joke. Nobody cares about what the Libertarian Party is doing. And look, I say this as a former Libertarian Party activist. I'm still a member of the LP here in New Hampshire. I refuse to be a member of the LP nationally. But, you know, I don't oppose the Libertarian Party. I just know ineffective when I see it. And the Libertarian Party is the definition of ineffective as far as trying to actually change things on the political scene. Free State Project participants are being elected as Republicans and Democrats. There's exciting civil disobedience that's gone on here. Lots of great non-cooperation. A lot of people armed with video cameras, holding the police accountable. There's so much activism that happens here, it's impossible to encapsulate it all in a short discussion or even a long discussion. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and get up here to New Hampshire. Get here sooner rather than later. We haven't even hit the official move number yet. We want to reach 20,000 people who are signed as participants in the Free State Project. Then there's a five-year window in which those 20,000 people have to move to New Hampshire. We have 1,500 plus people here now. The three of us here in the studio tonight are all early movers as part of the Free State Project. If you were to sign up and move next year, you'd probably be an early mover as well, because again, we need to get to 20,000. So we're over 15,000 at this point. You can help us get there. Go to freestateproject.org and get signed up. I was talking with Ernie Hancock today on Declare Your Independence about the Robin Hood case and Rich Paul, who's a friend of ours who went to jail for selling cannabis. He should be getting out soon, by the way. And was talking with him about these issues, and he brought up jury nullification, because we were talking about Rich Paul, jury nullification, the idea of you, as a juror, voting your conscience instead of what the law in the case tells you to do. To vote not guilty, for instance, if you think the law is bad. So if you think the drug war is insane, you want it to end, well, you can end it piece by piece as a member of the jury by voting to set someone free who is busted for possessing or selling drugs. That can make a difference in one person's life, and eventually if that happens enough, it can make an impact on the system. And there's this campaign out there called Just Us that Ernie was talking about very excitedly. And, of course, there's also the campaign of buying advertising for jury nullification outside of courthouses on billboards and things like that. And I don't disapprove of those things. I think that's all great. And if that's what people are spending their time and their activist money and effort on, then fantastic. And if it can help expose people to the idea of jury nullification, then that's great. But how likely is it that the people who see those messages are going to actually internalize them and are going to do something about it? Be realistic. I have a friend of mine who lives in Bradenton, Florida, and I've known him since childhood. We affectionately refer to him as Crackhead Bill on the air, and the few times that he's been in the studio with us in the past, about a decade ago. He doesn't smoke crack. I don't want to get into how he got the nickname. But anyway, he went and was called to jury duty, ended up getting selected for a jury, because it's tricky to get through the actual selection and get on a jury. This guy was, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the case, the exact crime, the so-called crime, but it was a case in which there was no victim. That much I remember about this. He knew about jury nullification. He was well aware of jury nullification, and he didn't do it.
Wow.
So, and the reason why he didn't do it was the peer pressure, the social interactions that were happening in the jury room. Now, it's easy for us to sit here and say, well, I was weak, or whatever you might say about that. But peer pressure is a very real thing, and being in a room with people who might be intimidating you, or who knows what actually went on in that jury deliberation room. But he didn't do it, and I give you that as an example.
What kind of intimidation do you think it can happen? I mean, because short of like, I don't know. I mean, I think that short of somebody being like, we know where you live, you know.
Yeah.
I don't, and that type of threat, obviously, I mean, then they're going to be, you know, thrown off the jury and thrown in jail.
He's not an activist, okay? He's not an activist. But he knows enough to know about it and to know that he had done wrong by not nullifying.
Right.
And the average person who's going to walk by a billboard and see a message about jury nullification isn't very likely to nullify either.
Right.
So what percentage of people are you reaching with this billboard? How many of that percentage is actually going to look into jury nullification? How many of that percentage is actually going to apply jury, going to have the chance to apply it by being selected for a jury? And then how many of them will actually apply jury nullification? Are you just throwing money away on a billboard in that case? I don't know about that. Again, it's your money. You can spend it on whatever activism you want. But if you really want your jury nullification activism to be effective, then move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Here we actually have Free State Project participants and liberty-loving New Hampshire natives being called for jury duty. Daryl got called this last month. David Crawford, another...
Didn't activists here get the law changed so now the judge has to tell juries about jury nullification?
The law is that you can speak about jury nullification as a defendant or a defense attorney in court.
Right.
It is no longer illegal in New Hampshire, as it is pretty much everywhere, to talk about jury nullification, so you can actually make it part of your case. You can inform
the
jury about
that. Am I thinking of a different place? I mean, I thought that there was some place that recently had some sort of law change so that the judge has to actually inform the jury about jury nullification.
No, that's not the case. They want that to be the case here in New Hampshire, and that's the next step, I think, here in New Hampshire, but nowhere else in the country that I know of has any kind of right to jury nullification.
Right.
Enshrined in the law. So my point being that if jury nullification makes a difference to you, if that's an important issue, the solution is to concentrate people who know about it in the same area and who are willing to exercise it, because if you have a high concentration of activists and all those activists have either a driver's license or are registered to vote, that's how they pull the jury pools here in New Hampshire. Your local government may vary on this. But if you have a high concentration of those people in one area, it's highly likely that somebody is going to get selected for a jury pool at some point. And far more likely than, you know, if you've got a handful of activists in Phoenix, for example, how likely is it that one of them's going to get pulled? You know, if you've got 20,000 activists in a relatively low population state, which is what New Hampshire is, all of them are more likely to be selected for jury duty than they would be if they were in a state with, you know, 10 million population or 20 million population. So numbers make a huge difference with activism. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the news updates. Get signed up for our emailed updates. You'll know the most important information about Free Talk Live. If you go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. Also, follow us via Facebook, Google+, or Twitter, whatever is your preference, at news.freetalklive.com. Squarespace.com is your source for easy creation of a beautiful website. Maybe you've got an older website that's suffering and it's just old school and it looks like it's old and you want to upgrade it and you want to make it look fresh, then go to Squarespace.com. Maybe you've never had a website before and you're intimidated by the process and the difficulty, or at least the seeming difficulty of creating a website. And it can be very difficult. I mean, if you don't know how to HTML code, creating a website can be difficult if you're trying to do things from scratch. The Squarespace.com makes it very easy for you to plug in and just get it done. You can do it in moments by going to Squarespace.com. You start out with a free account. You use your email address to sign up. You don't have to put in credit card information. Use your email address, get signed up for the free account, and just get started creating your site. Mark, you've gone through this process. You know how easy it was. And you start out, you get the account created, and they present you with beautiful graphically pleasing, modern-looking themes that you can select.
That was my experience. Is not only was it easy, but you know, somebody who didn't have the expertise in design could create a beautiful website relatively easily, probably in the course of an evening.
And you don't need to have an expert at your side. You don't need to know anything about HTML coding. Although, if you do know that stuff,
you can do a lot.
You can do a lot with Squarespace.com.
One thing that I would say about Squarespace, in fact, I've got a question out there for us. If there are any people out there that are experts, and you can contact me, Johnson, at freetalklive.com. I would love to know anybody who can help integrate Bitcoin with a Squarespace e-commerce site. It's not a possibility by default, but I'm sure it's possible just because I know how flexible Squarespace system is, that it is possible somehow to get that working.
Here's what I'd recommend. Contact their support division. They are there 24/7, so they're always there, ready to answer your email, even if it's at 3 in the morning. Squarespace.com. Go and check them out and learn about the system. It's very easy. Just jump right in and start using it. You'll find out that it's easy. Everything is drag and drop. You can just drag content right off your desktop into the website, rearrange the elements within a page easily, connect easily your website to all the various social networks, and so much more. It's $8 a month when you're ready to really get the ball rolling over there, and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. It's a great deal, and you can make it even better by using our discount code, which is FTL and the number 12. So go to squarespace.com, use discount code FTL12, and you'll save 10% on their already shockingly low prices, and they're amazing sites. So again, squarespace.com, we go to the phones and the fun. We got Dave listening in New York State. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hi, how are you guys? How are you guys doing?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about a site called Craigslist, Hudson Valley's Craigslist Rants and Raves. There are people on there who like to, like, you know, make fun of me, and I just want to set the record straight. You know, they keep on making fun of me and saying stuff about
me. Dave, do you ever have anything else to talk about? Because it seems like you're obsessed with this.
Well, I just want to set the record straight that the things that they are saying are not true.
Okay, no one, you know, I don't think anyone really cares about what you're doing on Craigslist Hudson Valley. And I didn't know Craigslist had a rants and raves section. That's new to me. I don't spend that much time on the site. But what would make you think that anyone is really concerned over your internet conflicts?
Because they do. Because, you know, some people say, oh, I'm a pedo or I'm a leech. I am not a pedo, and I am definitely not a leech.
Well, we'll mark it down in your file. Thanks for the call, Dave. 855-450.
And why would he think that these people from this group would be, like, listening and they think
he
that
doesn't.
Somehow
this He's is just a crank caller. He's just been calling in with the same gist for the last 5 days.
And if you're a pedo and a leech, does that mean, like, there's a certain age limit for leeches? Like, underage leeches? I mean, what does that mean?
All good questions. I'm sorry, I got rid of Dave. He won't be able to answer your questions tonight. Just hang around. He'll be back. 855.
Are underage leeches that much better? Really? I mean, come on.
855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So I have a story about these corrupt cops I wanted to share here tonight. I teased it the other night, and we didn't get to it. It's a little bit detailed, but it's pretty interesting because they really get into how these cops did what they did, and it was not very nice what they did. They were stealing stuff from a variety of different locations. In Macon, Georgia, the story from Macon.com.
Isn't that the home of WYNF? That's where it went.
After his midnight shift began on Wednesday evening late last January, Macon police officer Troy Guidry sent a text message to a buddy on the force. Ready to go shopping tonight? Guidry's text to Officer John Watts said. For weeks, Guidry had his eyes peeled for a tractor. See, he'd been wanting to spruce up the tree line around his 2.5-acre yard in eastern Monroe County. As it happened, a small Kubota tractor, an orange one with a backhoe on it, was parked inside the gate at the Mr. Reuter Plumbing Company on Roth Avenue, less than a minute's drive from the Pionono Avenue precinct office where both Wants and Guidry were based. Guidry texted Wants again, "I think you had a good idea about that little orange one at the Reuter place." Guidry added that if he spotted a tractor loaded on a trailer, "It's mine," he said. A few hours later, about midnight, the two cops scoped out the plumbing company while on duty. The gate was open. A man who lives nearby heard one of the officers announcing his presence, saying, "Macon police," as if to ward anyone off. Wants and Guidry took turns using Wants' pellet rifle to shoot out the plumbing company's security lights. They were exchanging texts at the time about how those lights are tough to bust out. Guidry texted Wants, his lookout, quote, "As soon as I get that light, I'm getting the trailer," unquote. With the trailer, the tractor on it, hitched to Guidry's pickup, Wants and his squad car escorted Guidry north to the Monroe County line. They hadn't known that a surveillance camera at the FedEx on Roth Avenue had recorded their getaway, or that the tractor's owners had outfitted the Kubota with a GPS tracker that, when the tractor was cranked, pinpointed its location. Not long after his shift ended at about daybreak, Guidry arrived at home. A neighbor saw him, still in uniform, driving the tractor. Around the same time, someone at Mr. Reuter checked a computer screen and realized one of the company's tractors, the $24,000 Kubota, was somewhere it shouldn't be, 14 miles up Georgia Highway 87 near Lake Juliet. At about 8:30 in the morning, Monroe Sheriff's deputies wheeled into Guidry's dirt driveway. Guidry sent Wance an urgent text, "Cops are here!" "Well, good luck with that," Wance replied, perhaps unsure whether Guidry was kidding. But Guidry's text to Wance a half an hour later left little doubt. "I'm so effed," it said. The story is based...
I imagine the other guy is, too.
Yes, they both were effed. The story is based on details in a Macon Police Department investigative file, which the Telegraph examined after Guidry and Wance were sentenced to prison in mid-November. Guidry, who's 41, received a 5-year prison term, pleading guilty to stealing the tractor.
Wow, I don't believe it.
Criminal trespassing.
I'm stunned.
Well, it's not like he was shooting dogs or anything. I mean, this is, he actually hurt somebody here. Violating his oath of office, Wance, age 33, pleaded to the same charges as well as second-degree burglary and conspiracy to commit burglary. He was sentenced to 4 years behind bars. The investigative account of their crimes and misconduct includes text messages, videotaped interrogations, and detective's notes. Hundreds of pages in all, it was an exhaustive effort to ferret out malfeasance that officers were or may have been involved in. The probe led to criminal charges against two other policemen as well. One of those has since pleaded guilty to taking two pistols that he seized while on duty and giving them to relatives as gifts. The other is accused of improperly taking a handgun from someone and later tossing it in the trash. A fifth officer under scrutiny turned in his badge. The investigation paints a troubling picture of officers buying and smoking marijuana on duty, then sneaking into businesses after hours, stealing weapons, computers, heavy-duty lawnmowers, pickup trucks, equipment trailers, and in the end, a high-dollar Kubota tractor. It also shows steps that police took to rid their ranks of cops gone bad. We'll talk a little bit more about the investigation here and what they uncovered and who rolled over on who in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there on the site. The weed tonight is me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can support the show by becoming Free Talk Live Amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Right now, you become an amplifier. There's some extra perks that you need to know about. One is that your money will be doubled. We've currently got a matching fundraiser going on to help us pay for Daryl to be our affiliate relations person, one of our affiliate relations people. I'm the other one. And that means that he'll be calling and is calling radio stations.
Have you purchased FTL.cc?
FTL? No, I have not.
That just seems like it might be helpful to
I did buy a .cc a long time ago when they first came out.
What is the matrix.cc?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Or you wish there was a TLD dot for like that just ended in PD, because then he could sell to program, you know, he could talk to these program directors and he'd be like, just go to FTL.pd.
He's great, though. He's doing a great job doing the outreach to radio stations, and you can help us pay for that because, you know, we've got to pay him. And you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. That's the purpose of the fundraiser right now, the matching fundraiser, where if you become an amplifier for $5, it's like doing it for 10. Or if you do it for 10, it's like doing it for 20. And in addition to that, you'll also get Bitcoin if you want it. If you want to try this Bitcoin thing out, become a Free Talk Live amplifier with the intention of continuing to amp, and you'll get your first month's amp, the amount that you amp, you'll get that in Bitcoin back to you, which is pretty cool. And all you have to do that is send me your Bitcoin wallet address once you get signed up for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get the usual AMP perks like the AMP Only podcast, which doesn't have the usual commercials that the regular podcast does. You get the AMP Only call-in line access and the forum and more. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us in getting this show and the ideas of Liberty onto more radio stations all around the country. Looking forward to announcing actually a new station in South Carolina coming up on Saturday night. So, again, all kinds of good things are happening is because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you've been drinking different cup of coffee here in the last several weeks.
Yeah, I drink BuzzBox coffee, and the reason I do is because I've sort of found out about the unsustainability of coffee. Now, coffee is a very it's really absorbent as far as a crop goes. As I understand, only tobacco is more absorbent than coffee. And that means that all the pesticides, herbicides, the lead in the unleaded fuel, or the leaded fuel, excuse me, unleaded fuel wouldn't have any lead in it, would it? The lead in the leaded fuel in many of these third world countries in which coffee is grown, it gets into the coffee. So for one, you know, on one side, the health aspects, that's important. And secondarily, coffee, the way it's grown these days, it's a hybrid form that's grown in the sun rather than as it should be in the shade. That means they cut down all the trees, the topsoil washes away. In a couple of decades, the people in that area who were just trying to grow some coffee and make a living no longer have any topsoil, and the companies move on, find some other place, and do it all over again. Buzzbox coffee is grown in a different fashion. It's grown shade grown right there in the forests, and they don't get the topsoil washed away. They set up deals with local farmers, local people, to essentially work off a farm. They give them microloans to be able to have a farm of their own. So rather than giving money to people in foreign countries that are doing poorly, you give them the opportunity to break the generational chains of poverty. And that's why I like Buzzbox Coffee, and that's why I've decided to change my brand. And we're looking to get at least 1,000 listeners to help us to supply at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your first pound free. You pay shipping, we'll give you a pound of coffee free to try it out at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We're talking about the police in Macon, Georgia. Some dirty cops. They are naughty, naughty boys stealing things. They got caught ultimately stealing a $24,000 tractor. But as is the case when the police get caught doing something dirty, you have to ask yourself, well, was this the first time they were stealing something? And the answer, of course, is inevitably no.
Right.
This is just the time they got caught.
The text said, are you ready to go shopping? That doesn't sound like somebody who's this is their first time at bat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's jump into the story here from Macon.com, or continue with the story. So we talked about how they got caught for the tractor that they stole. They were caught on a security camera driving it away down the street with one officer leading the way in his police cruiser. Not long after his arrest on January 24th, the day authorities found the tractor at Guidry's house. There were two cops involved here, Guidry and Wance. Wance is the younger of the two. Guidry, 41, Wance, 33, I believe. So Wance began telling on himself and Guidry. He told a detective, I'm a talker. Wance revealed that he and Guidry had broken into a doctor's office on Ridge Avenue in June 2012. They climbed in through an unlocked window after shooting out security lights with Wance's pellet gun. Inside, they took a tablet computer. 5 months later, in November, they went back in and took two TVs, a $1,300 laptop computer, and $40 in cash. Some of the loot was recovered at Guidry's house. Detectives led Wance to an orthodontist's office on Northside Drive. They wanted him to show them how he'd broken in there. He said he'd gone in through a window. Investigators learned that in the months before
being caught, I went in through the window.
Yep.
I'm a talker, let me tell you. I just imagine these guys as just some kind of geniuses here.
Right?
You know,
Guidry.
Guidry and Wance.
These fellas, if this guy would have kept his mouth shut, these guys probably would have got no time at all. Because the fact is, cops get, their unions cover them. They get the best lawyers.
They got a GPS on that tractor. They pretty much had them dead to rights.
Bad on that tractor.
Yeah, but
what about all the felony charge?
What all the rest of these charges?
He and Guidry had slipped into the office a number of times, according to Wance. Nothing was reported missing. Well, Wance was describing the break-in there. As an aside, he mentioned how he and Guidry had been actively using and purchasing marijuana while on duty. Wance said other officers were buying weed and smoking on the job, too, but he refused to name them.
Yeah, what? What's the big deal?
During the late-night break-ins at the orthodontist's office, Boone Orthodontics, Wance said he'd seen a 55-inch TV. He recalled Guidry saying it looked good in Wance's game room. Reached by the phone the other day, the orthodontist's office manager said she was surprised when detectives showed up in January and informed her that cops had been sneaking into her place. Boone was glad the TV she'd bought as a gift for her orthodontist father hadn't been stolen, but a year after the intrusions, she was still shaken. She said, it's very disturbing. How do you protect yourself from the police?
How do you? Indeed.
Yeah. On the evening of August 9th, 2012, a Bibb County Board of Education worker at the school system's bus yard on Roth Avenue met up with Troy Guidry. Guidry had dropped by at about 8:30 p.m. to say that a maintenance lock gate was open. The worker thanked Guidry and said he'd go shut it. When he did, just as he closed it, Guidry, in his patrol car, pulled into view. Guidry, unbeknownst to the worker, was still inside the locked gate. The worker didn't have a key to open it. While they waited for someone to come unlock it, an owl swooped in and landed on a post. The worker snapped a picture of it with his phone. He joked about taking a photo of Guidry as well and sending it to the Macon police chief. The worker later told detectives that Guidry had asked him not to. Guidry said he didn't need his cop buddies to know about me getting locked inside of here.
Indeed.
A few days later, on August 12th, according to warrants, Guidry made off with one of the school system's commercial-grade riding mowers. It was stolen from the area that he'd been locked in a few nights earlier. Now, I don't understand the purpose of what he was doing there.
Casing the joint?
Yeah, he must have just been casing the joint, and then somehow got back in later. The mower was hauled away on a trailer pulled by a 1993 Chevrolet pickup truck that belonged to the BOE, Board of Education. 2 weeks after that...
He took the truck, too.
That's right. He took the 93 Chevy and the lawnmower. 2 weeks after that, another mower, trailer, and another 93 Chevy pickup were taken. The trucks were found within walking distance of Precinct 3 headquarters. It was January before the mowers turned up. Authorities hunting the stolen Kubota tractor found one of them at Guidry's house. The other was in Guidry's native Louisiana. Prosecutors said he sold it to his father for $1,000. He stole the tractor and then didn't even give it to his dad. He sold it to him.
It's a mess. This is a mess. You know,
I was just thinking that I was going to go out later on my John Deere tractor and then maybe I'd take a ride on the Husky Verna.
So, what I'm wondering is this is a lot going on, and the police department never found it out.
Nope.
You know, their department...
It's gone on for years.
Yeah, their department never found this out. And this is what always befuddled me before I just got onto the realization that it's quite rare to have that police officer that'll turn on others. I believe I've met them. I believe I've met police officers that would, if they saw something like this, they darn sure would do whatever it took to make sure that their fellow police officers were brought to justice. But, man, most of them I don't think are cut from that cloth.
We'll come back with more here on the scumbag cops in Macon, Georgia and their story. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, some people say there's just a few bad apples. We'll address that.
Do you know the 7 nightmares the government is just waiting to thrust on you? As the government gets more desperate by the day, there's no limit to what they'll do. Capital controls, retirement account seizures, even gold confiscation. Now is the time to fight back. Because these things have already happened in other countries, and they're headed for U.S. soil, 7 top experts have just released their predictions for doom and gloom and how to protect your family. Go to freetalklive.com and click on the Economic Nightmares banner for the free report at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.